As we head toward the mid-session for the Senate, a couple of big committee hearings this week, each of those just hearing one bill each, but some major ramifications and even complications with the bills involved.
There were, Dean, yes, and I'm sure everybody here at the Capitol is very aware of what they are. A lot of times the constituents really aren't as affected early until after they start seeing results from it. But there's always a big push when there are major pieces of legislation to try to get those at least heard in committee before spring break, and we'll be going on spring break beginning today. So there were two bills yesterday that were heard, and one in judiciary. And that bill was a bill that called allocable share. Those people who are in the business of selling cigarettes will understand immediately what that means. But those who are not probably don't, and probably don't care to get into the detail. But this is one of the issues that's been around for many years. Its impact can reach into the hundreds of millions of dollars. So it's a pretty important issue to debate. And there was a 3-hour probably hearing where the opponents and proponents of Senate Bill 1096 were heard, and their arguments were made about whether it was a good idea to pass this bill and what it would do to the companies that were affected and what it would do to the state budget if it was passed or not passed. The courts are involved, and anticipation of what the courts might do in the future. So there are just a lot of moving parts in that. There's no need to try to get into the details, you know, in a short interview, but it is a major deal. The committee vote this morning on due passing the bill was 4-3, so the bill will go to the floor, and we'll find out much more once it gets on the floor and in debate. The other bill that you mentioned was Senate Bill 1028, that is a major restructure of the regulatory environment for our utilities, our privately owned utilities here in the state, Ameren and Empire Electric and KCP&L, and most of the state is served by one of those three, if they're not served by a co-op or municipal electric generator. All the folks are affected by it, and again, we had a several-hour hearing on that single bill. It changes us from the current regulatory environment. Well, actually, it doesn't mandate a change, but it provides an option for generating companies, for utilities, to choose what's called a performance-based system, where the measurement of their performance and the determination of their rates is worked differently. And the states that have done this have by and large been very successful, both in strengthening the grid, which is a critical element of our infrastructure, and in controlling the rate growth. I look real favorable to that legislation. We still have some work to do. We heard some things in opposition testimony that will have to be addressed. I'm hoping that that bill moves forward and to the benefit of all of my constituents.
7 weeks left in session after we get back from mid-session recess. Probably, arguably, the biggest part of the next month and a half is the fiscal year 2017 budget.
That's correct. We obviously, that is the item that we must do as a legislature. We have to do a budget. It has to be a balanced budget. There's some significant impacts this year. I think Medicaid has, expenses have grown by almost $400 million, although the growth in revenues has only been about $370 or $75 million. And so we're almost immediately looking at a $25 million shortfall just funding Medicaid. So there's going to be some real challenges to those on the Appropriations Committee, and I know they've already begun work onto that. The House budget is officially in our hands now, and the real work will begin the week after spring break.